filmed that around 4 days ago. I only got a few minutes with her at the end of the dive. And it's been lurking around Julian Rocks for a while now. It only arrived recently, as far as we know. And she has, like, a bad rope wrapped around her tail, which has given her a bad injury enough to penetrate through the skin, and a severely damaged jaw. All of her jaw is exposed and protruding outwards.
Did the shark seem to be in distress because of these injuries?
To be honest, I was just looking at it through my camera monitor. Other people have said they've seen it catch a small fish. And it, you know, it's swimming, not like it's severely injured, but it's odd for it to be here at the time because the water still isn't full grain earth temperature. I think it's the first one we've had of this season.
Tell me about the sort of attention that this video has received. We got sent a link to the footage from the Greens.
What's happening at the moment is that there are 5 critical grain earth habitat areas along Australia's east coast, and this species is critically endangered along the east coast. So 2 of these areas have been open to recreational fishing. And what's happening now is grain earth are showing up with hooks in their mouths and ropes on their tails and severe injuries like the ones in the video and a few other separate photos you can find. And this is actually can cause them to die. A single hook can kill one of these sharks. And the one with the rope around its tail could die from spinal injuries if it's being pulled by that rope. And this is all a result of failing to protect the critical habitat areas.
So you have seen other injured sharks around Julian Rocks?
I have before seen sharks with hooks in their mouths. Julian Rocks itself is protected, but they do migrate up along the east coast. And there are other areas open to fishing. And more photos show up every day of sharks with hooks in their mouths, their eyes. And we've had some severely injured ones in the past along Julian Rocks area.
Tell me about yourself. How long have you been diving around Byron and taking underwater footage?
I learned to dive when I was 12 years old. I've been shooting underwater video since I was 14. I left school to start homeschooling and I got an underwater video camera at that age. And I kind of started out on the Great Barrier Reef, but my very first dive with sharks was in Byron Bay with the Grain Earth. And currently I'm doing my dive master course at Sundive and I volunteer there a lot. So I dive frequently out at Julian Rocks.
That might seem like a bit of a scary thing for a lot of people. Are you not fazed being underwater with sharks swimming around?
No, not at all. I've dived with a significant amount of sharks and all the sharks in the considered deadly to humans classification. And not once have I felt threatened or endangered. Really nothing like how we've seen them on Jaws. And the human perception of them has really gotten rather twisted over the years. So I was brought up in the water and sharks are just a normal part of that. So diving with them and being in the same element as them just gives you a better idea of their actual natural behaviour and what they really like.
So did you say you've dived with basically every kind of shark that's classified as being a danger to humans?
Depends on the classification, yeah. I've dived with great whites and tiger sharks and a lot of the reef sharks.
You've dived with great whites and tigers?
Yes.
Were you in a cage?
No.
What do you do to make sure that you're safe in that sort of situation?
Well, just like when you get into a car, you put your seatbelt on, it's really no different with sharks and it's really not as severe as other people think. One person on average a year dies in Australia from a shark attack and every day 4 people are killed on the road in cars and more than 90 are severely injured. So it doesn't require that much safety precautions from us as divers. Just respect the animal because you're in its habitat and they're not harmless, but they're also very predictable and easy to swim with, really.
You sound like you've become a bit of a crusader for protection of sharks. Where does that come from?
Okay, when I was 10 years old and I left school, I returned to some of the reefs I grew up diving when I was a lot younger, and the shark populations on those reefs had drastically declined, some to the point where the whole reef ecosystem had been devastated by the loss of the apex predator, which is the shark. So at that age, I kind of had to become involved in conservation, and that includes I've been looking into things like the East Coast inshore finfish fishery, which currently takes 600 tons of shark off our East Coast each year. And 80% of that is from within the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. So there are quite a few injustices happening along Australia's coast that I've been looking into and making films about, and the Grain Earth is one of them.
And how have you been finding that YouTube and other social media outlets have been helping you to get your message across?
YouTube's helped a lot. One of my films, Man Eating Shark, has gotten a lot of attention, and you know, people have talked me into putting them on YouTube. It's not something I wanted to do, but in doing so, I've been able to try and educate more people, I guess, and it also helps getting letters written to the government to push for things like critical areas of Great Earth being protected and having letters sent and submissions sent in favour of sharks.
So what do you hope to achieve with your latest footage of that injured grey nurse at Julian Rocks?
I really want it to gain a lot of exposure, just so that people are understanding this injured shark is a consequence of the government's failure to protect the species, nothing more. They have all the science available, they have all the submissions from the people available, they just need to, take the considerations to protect these sharks into consideration a bit more than what the recreational fishermen want. Because it's quite an important thing to protect these species. They were the first ones protected in the world, first sharks protected, and they were hunted a lot in the 70s because of their mere looks. They were very scary-looking sharks, even though they're quite docile. They're like Labradors of the sea. They're still they suffered from a lot of bad image back then. So I think it's really important that area gets protected, and the only way that'll happen is if people push for it, if they know that the Australian people want these areas closed to recreational fishing, and they want these species to come first.